Hi, Shem. Hi, Hom.
Hi, Yafit. What's up?
I think Dad's having a midlife crisis.
Oh no, did he buy a red sports car?
No, it's worse than that. He's building a boat.
Our father's acting odd.
He claims he hears the voice of God.
He'll hearken,
build an ark,
and then we'll go afloat.
Now the globe is growing warm.
He says God's gonna make it stormy.
So there's not much time here for me to emote.
Dad's built a boat.
The call went to the fauna of each species.
Come by dawn,
and pairs came from their lair.
Each host and symbiote.
Some species came by sevens just before God split the heavens.
And the rains flooded the plains near and remote.
Who's on Dad's boat?
Let's see, there's mice
and lice
and bison,
nice baboons,
loons,
baboons,
Wakari and Mahari.
You won't see them on safari.
Sorry.
Cheetahs,
beetles,
and fleas,
and chimpanzees,
and those,
and foals,
a polar bear,
a hare,
a mare.
The ark is pretty crowded,
and the animals are loud.
I sneeze, my allergies are making my eyes bloat.
Well, we're tossing on the waters,
and Dad's given us his orders that I have to share my quarters with Coyote. He's on Dad's boat.
We've got a moose,
mongoose,
some roosters,
and the Napalusa,
and eagles,
beagles,
and flags,
and snakes,
and dragons,
and snails,
and quail,
we've logs of dogs,
and hogs,
and frogs with polywogs,
and rats,
and bats.
What's that?
We landed on Mount Ararat.
An olive branch was in her throat.
I'll tote not one more oat to feed a horse or goat.
They'll teach in yeshiva that we were spared when the Lord smote the wicked, and this final note is all we wrote about Dad's boat.